Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This country is like so divided, you know, you got to turn it into comedy. It's sad. It's sad that it's sad that the political discourse gets reduced to, you know, hate. And you know, as we've talked about in this show for a long time, politics has become so personal to people. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, there were political opponents. Everybody had political opponents, and you know, there was one side and the other side, but it wasn't reduced to like this personal hate. And it's like if somebody hears something that they disagree with, they like hate the person that delivers the message, even though it's just a general political message. And I think that's the part that's sad. Hey, I want to get to the trashing of America here in just a moment, but I just got a text message from Councilmember Helena Moreno on my personal phone. It says, "Hey, Scoot, just heard the report. He said for sure it's dead on arrival, but the committee," this is concerning the Louisiana legislature and the bill that would exclude the French Quarter from the constitutional carry law if it goes into effect this summer. She said the committee actually agreed to keep Representative Knox's bill alive today after he amended it from a firearm-free zone to allowing firearms with a concealed carry permit in this area. There are a couple of other amendments to make, but no one objected, and they didn't outright kill it, which is shocking. Helena Moreno. Helena, thank you very much for that, and please feel free to text me anytime. It seems like there are two parts to the MAGA movement, MAGA supporters. One group of MAGA supporters, they love, honor, and cherish Donald Trump. They believe he is the savior of America. They believe he was sent by God to save this country. And then there's the group of MAGA supporters who are promoting the idea that we need to make America great again in such a way as to totally trash America in the present state. The second group is made up of Trump supporters, and they want Trump to be the president because of all the political BS with everybody else, but there's also political BS attached to Donald Trump. So they want Trump to be president, but it seems like they're really promoting the idea above Trump of just making America great again. It's almost as if they've taken that whole campaign hostage and taken it away to some degree from Donald Trump. I began thinking about the MAGA supporters that I perceive as being right-wing radicals and how deeply dedicated they are to Donald Trump and all that he stands for. And I posted this question on my website. And the question was, do MAGA supporters want Trump to win the election? And if possible, we talked about this on the show yesterday, do MAGA supporters want Trump to win the election? And if possible, would you want Trump to be president indefinitely? And when you witness the behavior of many MAGA supporters and hear their testimony toward their beloved hero, it seems easy to get the impression that many Americans want Trump to win and remain president as long as he is physically able to do the job. Now, that's not possible unless, of course, you repeat January 6th and succeed. You know, I realize that a president can only serve two terms in office. But when I think about what happened January 6th, I can't help but feel that there are MAGA supporters that want him to stay in office, and that would make him a dictator. As soon as I posted that question on the air about MAGA supporters wanting Trump to be president forever, I had a few callers who identified themselves as MAGA supporters, but they said that they would not want Trump to be president indefinitely. And those calls made it clear that all MAGA supporters are not maniacal with their political expectations. But those MAGA supporters are focused more on making America great again, and they felt like Donald Trump would be the best candidate to restore America to its greatness. Now, supporting the idea of making America great again carries with it the implication that right now America sucks. A couple in that group of MAGA supporters that called the show yesterday said that we need to make America great again. And they said it with a passion that left me with the feeling that they're actually trashing America today. Maybe some Americans who align themselves with the MAGA movement are subconsciously distancing themselves from Donald Trump himself and breaking off into a separate campaign of trashing America. And Trump is the perfect trash collector who can bring America back. Is America really so bad that trashing this country is an effective campaign to get Trump elected? MSNBC host Joe Scarborough, who was a Republican congressman from 1995 to 2001, he went into a full rant against Fox News for claiming the conservative network is obsessed with trashing America, making it seem like only a Republican can restore America, but in the meantime, they're trashing America. You know, the economy's not great for everybody, but by many of the standards by which we judge the economy doesn't suck. So is it really that bad? I mean, I kind of resent the idea that, you know, we have to trash America to get somebody elected, because America's not that bad. I mean, right now, I think we're a great country. We got problems. We got the border. We've got a lot of problems. We've got both parties fighting each other, which is why I love being a radical moderate, where I'm not part of either party, but yet I've got, you know, definite opinions about everything. There are solid standards that show the economy is strong. Unemployment is extremely low, and boy, if the other side had this on their side, they would be bragging about it. Should we make America great again? What, like in 2007 when the minimum wage was raised to $5.85 an hour? Is that making America great again? Or do you want to go back further when a young generation was fighting the establishment with violent protest? That was the baby boomer generation fighting the establishment in the 60s. Or do you want to go back even further when blacks and whites had separate restrooms and water fountains? Exactly what time does this group want to bring America back when it was really great? America has always to some degree been great. But it's becoming obvious that a right-wing effort is underway to trash America in an effort to make former President Donald Trump the only person who can clean up the trash and make America great again.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.